Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. What's up?
So, yeah, I'm just calling because I, you know, need a little advice. Basically, I went out to dinner. I went on a nice, really nice date with someone that I see at the coffee shop before work every single day. He's so cute. And, you know, we like knew each other's names already and our coffee orders, and it was adorable. And then he finally asked me out to dinner. And then, you know, it was great. It was just, it was so easy, so casual, so just lovely. But he's not returning any of my calls or texts. So I don't really know what's going on. And I wanted you guys' help.
Well, Rachel, what was his name?
Yes.
Ricky.
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 Ricky and Rachel. It's got a ring to it.
It does have a nice ring to it. But Ricky won't answer any of your calls.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he's not. And I don't know why, because everything, at least I thought, went really great.
I think she sounds terrific.
Maybe this is where we can help, huh, Nate?
We sometimes do.
Can you give us about 10 minutes and we'll call Ricky up?
Thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM 730 second date update.
What's happening?
Okay, so Rachel, you said you went out to dinner with Ricky and you were excited that he finally asked you out. Where'd you guys end up going?
You can just let him tell you where we went. I don't want to embarrass him or anything.
Where could they have gone that would have embarrassed
him? He must have done something.
I know.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
We're going to give him a call. So if you can hold on the line and just kind of stay quiet while we talk to him, we'll get to the bottom of this, Rach, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, is this Ricky?
Yeah. Who's this?
Well, it's Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Hi, Ricky.
Hi. Good morning. What's going on?
Well, we talked to this really nice young woman, Rachel.
Oh, Rachel. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you familiar with this? There's this thing we do every day on our show, every weekday, Woody and I do, and it's called Second Date Update, where a couple goes out one time and then something happens and then they ask us to help go out another time.
I see.
This is not looking good.
No, I mean.
Well, yeah, it was an interesting story. So we work close and we see each other at the coffee shop pretty often. And I mean, she's stunning, like definitely out of my league, but I'm okay with that. But also, she's, I would say, equally, if not more, crazy than she is attractive. I don't know how that happens.
What do you mean by that, Ricky?
Well, so we were out to dinner, and it was all good at first. Good conversation, food was good, but there was a guy, he was older, much older, and he was beside us. He was on his phone, and he wasn't just on his phone, he was on speakerphone, and he was also being loud. I don't know if he was hard of hearing or what.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'd say after about 10 minutes or so, she lost her mind on him, and she was like, "Would you turn your mother phone off?" I couldn't believe it.
To the guy sitting next to you.
This poor old man, I mean, yes, he was being rude, but it was egregious. This, like, there was no reason to go off on a guy like this. She was red in the face. She was screaming for so long, and she actually was, like, poking the guy. Like actually touching this old man, invading his personal space. It was bad. People were filming us. I can't believe it.
I mean, that's quite the scene at the restaurant.
She went off on this guy for so long, it was almost as long as he was on the phone. It was probably 10 minutes, yelling at this man in public.
Are you kidding me?
What the? Hey, girl, hey!
I was yelling at him for 10 minutes. Are you serious?
Do you hear yourself right now? It reminds me a lot of what happened on that.
That's bullshit. You know it. That guy was being so obnoxious. It was a nice place. He shouldn't have been on speakerphone. Like, put your
AirPods in.
The language on her. Wow.
I agree, but do you got to assault the man in public, poking at him?
I didn't actually poke him. I was pointing to him. I mean, I might have gotten kind of close to him, but I wasn't actually poking him. You're making
things
up.
You were in that man's personal space. You were too close to his face. You could have poked him in the eye.
Okay, well, what did you do? You were just sitting there, like, not doing anything about it.
Yeah, mortified at you. You're acting like you were 7. Who does that?
Well, then, if you really had a problem with it, why didn't you just say something to me while it was happening?
Because my face was as red as the day is long. I honestly cannot believe anyone acts like that in public.
Woody, I'm scared to say anything.
Yeah. We're just kind of sitting in our little corner over here.
I don't want to be schooled by Rachel.
At one point, you said to this poor man, you're pissing everyone off in the restaurant, you idiot. I believe was the quote.
I think you're exaggerating. I don't think I said that. I don't remember saying that. But you know what? I think it's kind of disgusting that you just sat there. You didn't say anything to me or to him. I mean, like, who are you? What kind of man are you?
A little ginkgo biloba goes a long way with the memory. You did all of the yelling anyone needed.
Who sits on their cell phone, on speakerphone, in the middle of a restaurant?
Yeah, he was older. I mean, come on, Rachel. Yeah. Give him a break.
I don't care. You have a home for that. There's a time and a place. And at a restaurant, that's not the time or place.
She scares me.
Well, everybody knows you don't care at that restaurant. Everyone.
Well, it was sorry, not sorry. He deserved it. And thanks for not calling me back.
It was my pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's
make it short and sweet.
Yep. Here's the offer. Second date. We could send you out. Company limo. Gift card. Both have to say yes now.
Okay. Yeah. Go.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm good on that, actually. I changed my mind.
I'm terrified, Nancy.
Oh, come on, Woody. Quit being such a... I expected more from you guys. I really did.
Okay, that was fun.
Yeah.
The K99.1 FM, 7:30. Second date update.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.